How hard is it to sign one autograph? How much time does it take to pick up the phone and call someone for 5 minutes? Not a lot of time at all, but times that by about 1,000 people. And each one of those 1,000 people is just as important. It's just now that you've made it, you know, everyone wants to talk to you, which you can understand. I would want to talk to somebody in that position, you know, and, hey, remember me? And, you know, you don't really forget anybody. You just don't have time to talk to them all the time anymore.
Now he had the money, Kid had the power to do what he liked with his music. Releasing another album did not require him to sign with anyone else. He could do it all on his own Top Dog label. Mid-1996 saw the release of his third long player, the snappily titled Early Morning Stoned Pimp. With the Twisted Brown Trucker Band also on board, the album took on a much more raw feel and was a significant advancement upon his usual rock and rap fusion. The Midwestern white boy home view remained, but this time filtered through large slabs of G-funk, thunderous rhythms and hard-bitten vocals. It was also arguably the sound of a much older Kid Rock, and assured the world that he never sticks to one idea for long. To reflect this diversity, he had many guest players on the record. These included Eddie Harsh from Southern Fried Rockers, The Black Crows, and soul diva Thornetta Davis, who had made her name on the cult Sub Pop indie label. The album was also noteworthy for being the first album that Kid Rock produced entirely by himself. Lyrically, he also continued to develop and explore new ideas. Although there were still his favourite themes of sex, drugs, money and partying, other issues began to creep in. The penultimate track on the album, Black Chick, White Guy, was a particular example of this. It chronicled a stormy relationship with a woman he had met between the release of his second and third albums. That affair resulted in the birth of his first child in 1993. Parenthood, of course, turns your life upside down. With the responsibility of looking after a child, you find yourself patently unable to do many of the fun things you can enjoy when you are young, free, and single. Was Kid Rock going to let this new arrival change his lifestyle? Of course not. It simply meant that now there was an extra dimension to his life. It certainly did not mean that he would make a bad father, or that he was not responsible enough to bring up a baby. Indeed, the courts were trusting enough to award him custody of Junior Richie after the relationship broke down. Although his relationship with Junior's mother remained stormy, Kid has proved himself to be an exceptional dad. Despite continuing to party as hard as ever, he never lets it get on top of the important things in life, and that includes bringing up his child the right way. Whenever he takes his boy to school, washes him, cooks for him and so on, he ensures he remains stone-cold sober. Although a nanny looks after Junior when Kid is on the road, having a rock and roll dad must be strange and not a little exciting. Obviously, still being young and impressionable, he's exposed to many of the things his father says and does that are not normally witnessed by young eyes and ears. Yet Kid Rock insists on bringing up his child in a liberal, open-minded way, and this includes not telling him what to like. Having himself grown up in a strict Catholic traditionalist family, he knows what it is like to be restricted and dissatisfied. One day, Kid hopes that Junior will figure out the crazy world of rock and roll for himself. Who knows, maybe we'll one day see Little Rock follow in his father's footsteps. With fame, fortune, new business ventures, and now a family, Kid Rock may well have achieved everything he wanted. Life had, of course, changed slightly. At home and on weekdays, he was a businessman and father. On the road, he was the showman and party animal that he had always been. But of course, he wanted more, and nothing was going to let him stop striving for that something extra.